Today's story should have been how Brock did all the things, like that was it. That's the end of the story. That was the last chapter of the book. Oh, let's go see you, go out there, throw your fancy toys, and let's see what you do then. Well, how'd he do? What was his QB rating yesterday? Buck 30 or something?
Yep.
And six of his eight incompletions were drops, and Juwan Jennings making $7 million as a third/fourth receiver goes for almost 200 yards and three tutties like Jerry Rice. That's what we should be talking about today. But the other two facets of the game completely failed him. Completely failed him. And so everybody should be mad. Like, everybody should be really mad.
I think everybody is mad.
Yeah.
And I know Pro Football Focus is not the end-all, be-all, but I do think it gives you a look, a measurement of, you know, how an individual player does in an individual game. Yesterday on offense, Juwan Jennings, 90.5. Brock Purdy, 91.1. Oof. He was a 91.1. And
big.
Nobody on defense was any higher than a 77, and that was Malik Collins. And I don't even want to get into some of the low numbers that were doled out, because they were deserved. And tomorrow we'll do Grandy's grades. And I know that the red pen was out. And I heard you, Grandy, yesterday on overtime with Kyle and Sterling, and you guys were amazing, breaking it down and doing it with just the right level of anger. I mean, not too much anger, but the C was angry yesterday. You guys did a great job.
His quarterback rating yesterday was 137.1.
That seems pretty good.
And he is now officially sort of on pace now for the exact same kind of a statistical year as he had last year. Remember our conversation? Our friend Kirk Morrison, who went on the morning show and said, we'd like to see some stats. We'd like to see the 49ers win because of Brock, not in spite of him. Well, I mean, like, again, the questions are all answered now. And so that's the only thing I want to say about Brock Purdy, because today's not a Brock Purdy day. He's one of the two or three people who should not be talked about today. But we actually should be talking about Brock. The other parts of the 49ers robbed him and robbed Juwan of center stage. And that's terrible. That's really unfortunate.
You said eight incompletes and six drops.
That's accurate.
I
can think of the two actual incompletions too.
Well, I'm going through my notes now, and I think I found them.
It was Juwan when he stepped out early, and then came back in, and then it was the one where he went deep on a post to Ayuk and just like overthrew him by a yard.
Yeah,
and it was almost PI. Like, it was close. It was debatable.
Yeah,
those are the two.
That's it.
That's it. That's your story for the day.
I mean,
there's your incomplete passes.
Right. And I mean, put aside that, and we'll go back to the phones in just a moment, but let's just close our eyes and imagine how far he ran on those scrambles. And he had three or four of them where, and those are like crazy video game, or it reminds me of when I used to teach elementary school and I'd play against the third graders. And it's like, oh, you know, you're juking like a bunch of 8-year-olds, and you know, you're buying time, and plays like 30 seconds long. That's what he looked like on those plays. It was
like
crazy.
Stephen Clay on a Warriors set, just switching, running, catch, shoot, boom. That's what he looked like. Yeah, man, he was fantastic. Frazier in Antioch here on Willard and Dibbs. Hi, Frazier. Thanks for calling.
Afternoon, guys. Willard Dibbs. Yes. Very upset, more or less pissed off. That game had levels of, for us, excitement-wise, Super Bowl. And just for the air to come out of the building like that, we are totally disgusted. This guy, Brandon Staley, he's supposed to be an assistant to the DB coach. Why are these DBs not playing back enough? This is the second week in a row the top has got taken off. No one's back. This is Hufanga's first game back, and we still get beat over the top. It's just unacceptable. I mean, Ward looked like he was trying to swim back there, trying to catch the young guy at will. This is so frustrating, and it seems like everyone that's so far wearing that number 10 jersey is trash. It's just no way to cut it. Ronnie Bell is not a good wide receiver. We should have never kept him. He was dropping balls in the preseason last year. in the Super Bowl run last year. I have no idea why they kept this guy for a roster spot. He has no hands. You cannot even, like Stephen A. said, you couldn't put a tissue to this guy and he can touch it. This is just unacceptable. I would have just left him there. He wouldn't even got on the bus with us last night. That's how frustrating this guy had us. He had three drops that game. The pass to Juwan, they actually didn't call that a pass or incomplete pass because he was out of bounds and it was a illegal touch, so they didn't even call that.
Oh, good point. Good point, Frazier. You're right. You're right.
You know, but a few calls back with Guy Joe. I'm not blaming Cal for any of this. Cal was just as red as anyone on the field. I mean, you can't call these plays no better and have an inept of depth or aptitude to even play the play. As they see on that end play, when the guy came in from the edge, our guy wasn't even – he looked like he turned all the way around when that guy broke off with a fake play. And, I mean, he looked lost in his headlights. Same with the center from last season that cost us the Super Bowl. You getting told the plays and you don't execute. I'm feeling like Antonio Pierce now. People are out there making business decisions. Brandon Ayuk, you had 11 targets. You catch four passes. Guy, you got your money, and now we're seeing that the training camp did you no justice. Trent Williams also. You're getting called for holding passes, holding calls, and you're one of the top linemen in the game. Now you're getting called for holding calls. All you guys sitting out for all this extra money and all this stuff hurt our team. And now we have a special teams issue. Moody having a leg issue. I mean, Purdy can't do anything better than what he did yesterday. I mean, he played his tail off. I mean, that was MVP status yesterday. That was Mahomes status yesterday, what he was doing. He was in the pocket for 15 seconds, not even able to throw the ball because no one can detach from a guy. I mean, if we would have had Debo, maybe. McCaffrey, maybe. But everybody's making this big deal about the run game when Jordan Mason is averaging 100 yards a game, which McCaffrey would have done. I don't see a drop-off in that. So anyone that's blaming the run game and how we changed up, no. It's called flows and dictation of how the game is going. I'm so frustrated with hearing some of these callers call that don't understand football and how it's getting called. If I'm a coach on the sideline, I send a play into one of my guys and he don't execute, that makes me look bad, but yet it's an execution. I'm just frustrated with our team right now. There's no way we should be 1-2, losing to Sam Darnold and losing to Matt Stafford. No pressure on none of the quarterbacks whatsoever. I don't understand. I was better off with Wilkes being our defensive coach. At least through the first 5 weeks, we was, what, top 4-5 last year?
With no losses. Yeah, with no losses.
And here we are now. DBs getting beat. They're letting the top get taken off. We got guys that can't catch. We got a guy who got his money. He's not catching. His head ain't in the game. That focus was on them two wide receivers. Juwan Jennings played like a number one wide receiver, which he should get paid like one.
Frazier, thank you.
Great call, Frazier.
It's a phenomenal call. I had forgotten that Ronnie Bell was dropping balls throughout the preseason last year. He's absolutely right. And that is, look, that's an example of some of what I'm getting at. There's plenty of stuff with Kyle Shanahan yesterday that's worthwhile. It's worthy talking about. But if you want to get after him on something, why don't you get after the idea that Ronnie Bell's on the field? That's a worthwhile sort of position with regard to Kyle Shanahan. To me, it's not a worthwhile position to scream about play calling. Because you get mad at play calling when it doesn't work, and when it doesn't work because guys are having balls bounce off of all 10 fingers, how is that the play call? To me, that means the play call worked.
Right.
The play call worked, and the player dropped the ball. And you all could look something up for me. This is an underrated moment. Ronnie Bell's first drop. It was right at the first down marker.
Yeah, I have it right here.
When was it? What did the Niners end up doing on that drive?
I believe they wound up with a field goal.
Okay.
I have it at 2nd and 4 at the 32, and he dropped it. And that was right before the Purdy Superman scramble, where he did the Superman dive on 3rd down.
Okay.
And he got the first down. Unless I'm missing a drop in the first half.
No, yeah. Like, I think it was in the first half.
Oh, yeah, here it is.
Did they end up with a touchdown anyway?
He had a drop on a play where Trent held. That might be the one that Frazier's talking about. It was 1st and 10. Ronnie Bell with his first drop of the game, it was holding on Trent, which made it first and 20 anyway. So that drop actually came off the books. He's only credited with two drops in the game.
No. I'm talking about the other one.
That was the one on the second down play, right okay. before the end of the third quarter.
I swear there was a first half right at the marker, maybe even a it was at least second down. It might have been third down. It was an absolute right in the breadbasket first down, and it just bounced off him and went to the ground. The drives chart gets all muddy in my brain, but I'll look back at it. Anyway.
I see an Ayuk drop on third and four
sure.
at the 40, which then they had to punt the very next play.
We're going to get to the wide receivers.
Bell's targets were first quarter, third quarter, and then the drop in the fourth quarter.
So the first quarter one. Is
that's when Trent held.
Okay.
So that one came off the books anyway, but that was on a first and 10 play.
So how's he credited with a second drop if a penalty overtook it?
Well, that he actually had three drops, but that one doesn't count because there was holding on Trent.
So what's the other one that was counted? We all know the one at the end of the game.
It was on third in the third quarter, second and four at the 32. That was the one I think you're thinking of.
It came just before the Brock Purdy crazy scramble where Superman he dove scramble. To get the first down on third and four. That drop led to the third and four.
Okay, and the drive ended up doing what?
Field goal.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, that's when they fizzled out. They had third and one, and they ran Mason into a 34-man front.
Yeah.